The jury has suspended United Methodist Reverend Amy DeLong from ministerial duties for 20 days. The unusual part of the penalty requires DeLong to use those 20 days to work with a committee of church officials on creating a new process for resolving disputes over ministerial violations of church covenant. If she doesn't help write a report on this new process, she could be suspended for a year. DeLong could appeal this ruling to the church's judicial council. Before the penalty was imposed, she said she would not promise to abide by the ban on officiating at same-sex weddings.
Because the message that would give to the couple that I did join in holy union, it would give them the message that their union is somehow invalid, and I will never send that message to them.
The church prosecutor in the case, Reverend Tom Lambrecht, says church officials are pleased that the jury held DeLong accountable for violating church doctrine and creating animosity and division among church members. He calls the penalty a creative way of changing church procedures in a way that may prevent future trials like this one. United Methodists across the nation are watching the DeLong case. Pastors of churches in several states have also violated the ban on marrying gay couples. United Methodist officials say the current church rules on gay marriages is clear. They say God's love doesn't necessarily equate to acceptance of all behaviors. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.